told you, don't have to be OCD constantly on the business. Do what you need to do. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you the bracha. Don't worry. You're not going to make $1 more if you stay another minute at work. You go to work, you do your advertise, you show the properties, you do what you need to do. The bracha comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not from you hyperventilating what's going to happen. So it's not only with parnasah, it's with everything. When a second that a person doesn't trust Hashem this much, this is what's called in a very refined way, idol worship. Why? Because I don't believe in God. I believe in my actions. I think I can do it. That's why the last parasha we read last week, Parashat Re'eh, it's talking about going into Eretz Israel. And first it says, first you have to destroy all the idol worships. Yeah. Then you go into Eretz Israel, then you're going to break all the statues and everything. But to get into the level of first going into Eretz Israel, to a state of redemption, of freedom, first kill the idol worships. Now, idol worship is not to go now on the floor and start bowing. If I don't have 100% trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that my check is coming from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I only have 90%, in a very fine way, that's idol worship. Because I believe that it's me, it's my promotion, it's my advertising, it's my effort, it's my slick tongue. It's not you, it's not the other thing. You're a puppet, you need to do what you need to do, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is writing the check. If you don't have that 100%, in a very fine way, this is called Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is not, again, Avodah Zarah is idol worship. Idol worship is not bowing on the floor. Is that you, Zarah is foreign. Something that is foreign to a Jew is anything that is not the Torah. Anything that is not the Torah is foreign to a Jew. That's idol worship. I don't need to bow to a statue or burn incense or whatever. So if I don't have 100% trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, 100%, not 99%, blind, then I have a problem. I have to have 100% trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The point is that we all need to do tshuva.
I go door knocking for my parents. So I haven't gone for 3-4 months severely. And my parents went down. I said, you're not doing it. I said, no, I'm old, I'm tired, I can't do it. I said, hello, go. So I believe in Hashem. I don't want to really go. But I said, okay, one more hour. I'm sweating, it's hard, it's heat.
No, you have to do the minimum. You don't have to go too crazy.
I don't understand the minimum. I didn't do it 3 months. I didn't have any...
I don't know your job exactly, but the minimum means that you have to wake up in the morning. You say, I work from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. In the day, I show X amount of properties. I knock on doors. Doesn't matter. But you do your effort. You define your time. Not working 14 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. You leave time to pray. You leave time to eat and say Birkat HaMazon, like I told you a year ago. You leave time to learn a little bit, Torah. You leave time to read the Tehillim. The priority is I'm serving God. Yeah, I have a job too. But first I'm serving God. So my day starts with me praying, not checking my emails. So 1 hour in the morning when I get up, first I say the morning prayers. Then I pray, I take the siddur, I pray. Then I make something to eat and I wash for bread. Because that's what's going to give me the bracha.